No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We have got kickoff times released across the Big 12. I know it's like 3 months away, but who's counting? Oh, I am, and I know you are as well. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12, and I want to give you the top takeaways that I had when I looked at these kickoff times and TV assignments that were given out for some of the biggest games in the Big 12 Conference. Thank you for being here. Like the video. Make sure that you are subscribed as well as we get this show rolling. Coming to you a little earlier on a Thursday than normal because I've got some personal commitments to attend to I can tell you about later in the show. What's up? What's up? What's up? Glad you're here. So my first big takeaway from the Big 12 football kickoff times, TV schedules that were announced. Takeoff, if you're a diehard Big 12 fan, Friday, August 29th. That is one. Big 12 usually has a very ho-hum week one, but that's not the case this time around. Week one, you've got a Thursday night matchup here in Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Cincinnati plays Nebraska. That game will kick off at 9 o'clock Eastern time, which means probably ends around 12:30 in the morning if you're on the East Coast or in the Eastern time zone in Cincinnati. It's going to be a tough turnaround to get to work on Friday morning. And if you're a diehard Big 12 fan and you got a little cheese on that game, you definitely are going to want to stay up, most likely. And you're going to be struggling on Friday. So take off Friday and then enjoy the day. Start getting ready for some Friday night action when you have two primetime games, Colorado playing Georgia Tech at 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN and Baylor versus Auburn also at 8 o'clock Eastern on Big Fox. And you can wet that whistle earlier in the night with a couple of great games as well. I mean, they're not great, but they're at least intriguing. You've got ESPN Plus games, UCF, Jacksonville State, Houston versus Stephen F. Austin. They're not great games. But for two teams who struggled in the Big 12 last year, you get these games that will give us a look into what we might be getting in 2025 with UCF and Houston, who are two of the more unpredictable teams that we have in the Big 12 this year. So that week one is a really fun, really cool, great slate that is unusually good for the Big 12 Conference. Now, my other big takeaway here with the Big 12 schedule news that came out this week is that we've got Big Noon kickoff coming our way in week two with Cy-Hawk, Iowa State versus Iowa in Ames. So Big Noon kickoff is coming to a Big 12 game in week two. And since College Game Day's forgotten about us in the Big 12, it is nice to have a premier college football pregame show coming to a Big 12 game. It is a novel concept because we don't see it anymore because ESPN has chosen to do nothing but obsess and bend over for the SEC. So they have forgotten about Big 12 games. Cy-Hawk is one of the great staples in college football. I know, like, ESPN and the SEC, they don't really care about tradition. They don't care about the pageantry. They don't care about the long rivalries. But there are few events like Cy-Hawk in college football. It is, to me, the most underrated rivalry that exists in this sport. The last six times, the games have been decided by 10 points or less. And oftentimes, it's a field goal here, it's a field goal there. It's a great game. It's incredible for the state of Iowa. And Big Noon Kickoff will be there, which is really exciting. And credit to Fox for making that announcement on Thursday and rolling with this game in week two after they are at Texas-Ohio State week one. They will go to Iowa State versus Iowa in week two. So welcome into the Big 12, Big Noon Kickoff, week two. That is really exciting stuff, and you picked a great game. And that game, of course, will kick off at 11 o'clock local time. So a good deal all around. Then another takeaway from the Big 12 football schedule announcements that came out this week. Week two, you got a 14-hour marathon of just great games in this conference. There is not a window in week two in the Big 12 that doesn't have a must-watch matchup. So let's take you through the week two window. And it will really start with Big Noon Kickoff, lead into Cy-Hawk, Iowa State versus Iowa. That'll be, of course, noon Eastern on Big Fox. Then, in the 3:30 Eastern time slot, you'll have Oklahoma State at Oregon on CBS. That'll be weird watching a Big 12 game on CBS. Followed by Kansas versus Missouri on ESPN2. The old Border War is back in the saddle, which is, once again, you want to talk about a rivalry that we should all miss, that is a staple in college athletics, that got screwed up by all this expansion nonsense and BS. It is the Border War. So those two games are in the 3:30 Eastern time window. That leads into 7 o'clock Eastern, Manhattan, Kansas, K-State, and Army. Sneaky good game. A lot of pride and Americana in that one. And if you haven't fallen asleep yet, you will get BYU hosting Stanford at 10:15 Eastern time on ESPN. So that is going to be 14 hours straight of Big 12 football in week two. And there is not a dead window in that non-conference slate in the Big 12. In fact, you got double dose in the 3:30 window with Oklahoma State, Oregon, along with Kansas and Missouri. So this is just fantastic. This is going to be the day, Saturday, September 6th, that if you have a wedding, man, I feel bad for you. And by the way, you should drop that person as a friend if they set up that wedding for Saturday, September 6th, because we always know week two in the Big 12's the premier non-conference week in this conference. So that is not a friend who's looking out for you. And luckily, it's too early for your significant other to ask you to go pumpkin picking, so you're probably safe on that front. But if you got the wedding, man, I don't know what to tell you. It hurts. It stings. It really does. Thank you for being here. Please do like the video and subscribe to the channel, the podcast, Spotify, Apple. Thank you guys so much. It really does make a really big difference. Next up in my takeaways here on this Big 12 scheduling news. Week three is weird. So week three, we start off with conference games, but they're played on Friday night, September 12th, and one of them is not even a conference game. Let me explain. We will have Houston versus Colorado at 7:30 Eastern time on ESPN, followed by Arizona versus Kansas State at 9 o'clock Eastern time. That is not a Big 12 game, the Arizona-K-State game. Just like last year, these two teams played in Manhattan, but it was a non-con game because they set up this home-and-home, obviously well before Arizona was in the Big 12. And rather than try to find a replacement, they both said, let's keep the game, but we're going to count it as a non-conference game. So Arizona K-State play in Arizona Friday night. That game will start about halftime of the Houston-Colorado game, but it won't even really be a Big 12 game like it was last year. Same deal. And Saturday, you've got two worthy games to watch. You've got the Backyard Brawl, West Virginia and Pittsburgh, and then Texas Tech and Oregon State. The problem is both games start at 3:30 Eastern time. I would have never projected that. I would have figured, hey, Tech and Oregon State's got 7 p.m., 8 p.m., maybe even 10 p.m. Eastern written all over it. Like, that just has that ESPN 10:15 Eastern time kickoff slot. Like, I think Texas Tech had last year when they went out to the West Coast. And I think who did they play? Gosh, was it Oregon State last year? I'm blanking on that late game. Taj Brooks didn't play in that game. Trying to remember who they played. Late game on the road. I know that Tech fans are screaming at me right now, thinking back to that game. Oh, Washington State. Yes, Washington State. Yep. There you go. They got blown out in that one. That was a late night game, as I recall. And this had late night written all over it, but it's 3:30 Eastern time, and it just happens to go up against the Backyard Brawl, which is the only other game the general Big 12 football fan is going to care about on that Saturday. Now, you'll care about your team if your team is playing an FCS matchup on ESPN+. I get that. But like the general Big 12 fan, hey, which game am I going to sit down and watch? You only have two on Saturday because you got two on Friday, and the two on Saturday are at the same time, and I'm shocked that they're at the same time. The Backyard Brawl has been, it was at night a couple of years ago. I forget when it was last year, but I figure that would be 11 a.m. Central or a primetime matchup, but it's going to be at 3:30 Eastern time. So there you go. And that was something that caught me off guard. Now, my final takeaway from this Big 12 football schedule announcement, let me get to that here on Heartland College Sports.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It would be, if you are a BYU fan, plan your naps accordingly. BYU knew when it joined the Big 12 Conference that it was going to have a lot of late night TV games to appease the TV partners. And they are continuing to have to embrace those whether they like it or not. To their credit, BYU's social media team is doing that. They posted on X, plan your naps accordingly. Adding, we'll make sure there's plenty of Diet Coke. They rolled out four games in their schedule announcement, and all of them are at night. And one of them ends up on a Friday night. So they got Portland State, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, Saturday, August 30th. They got Stanford, 8:15 Mountain Time, Saturday, September 6th. They've got Saturday, September 27th at Colorado, 8:15 Mountain Time. And they've got West Virginia, Friday, October 3rd. At 8:30 Mountain Time. That is a late game for West Virginia fans. You guys are going to be feeling it. Oh, you're really going to be feeling it if you are a West Virginia fan for that 10:30 Eastern Time kickoff against BYU on Friday, October 3rd. West Virginia fans are going to need a nap before that one. Woo! But listen, BYU knew this. BYU has commented on this saying, listen, we get it. This is what we signed up for. We got to deal with it. But I admit it's tough for you guys with all these late games. There's no doubt about it. So those are my biggest takeaways as I look at the Big 12 scheduling news that came out here this week on Thursday. Now with that, we also have some updates for you I want to share with Big 12 meetings happening. Brett Yormark is not backing down from the Big 12's preferred 16-team college football playoff model of 5 automatic qualifiers and then 11 at-large bids. He's not off, and he shouldn't back off. And Brett Yormark is tweaking the SEC in the process, which I am here for, man. Sign me up for Brett Yormark tweaking and squeezing the SEC as much as he possibly can. So credit to Brett McMurphy who had this. Yormark said, quote, "We want to earn it on the field. I think 5 plus 11, meeting 5 automatic qualifiers, one from each power conference and one group of 5, does that. It's fair. It's why our it's what our fans want. They don't want an invitational. They want a true playoff system." That is a shot at the SEC. They don't want an invitational. They want a playoff system. And he's right. Okay? The NCAA tournament has to be an invitational in part, just because of how big it is and how it's set up. In college football, this is not about guaranteeing a conference as many automatic qualifying bids as it can take. That's not what this is supposed to be about. Each conference will get one. And then, you know what? Play your way in. Earn it. And you know what I know? The SEC will probably get the bulk of those at-larges. Maybe not the bulk, but they'll get more than the Big 12 on most years. I get that. I understand that. But Yormark is saying here, hey, listen, guys, you want to do this 16 deal, and the Big 10 and the SEC can more or less muscle their way to whatever they want, but we're not going to play the song and dance just because you ask us to. And I'm sensing a turn in the college football media here, where the college football media, which has carried the SEC's water for so long, is starting to realize what they've done to the sport in conjunction with the SEC. They're realizing that, hold on a second here, we really actually don't want you guys to burn down this incredible sport that has taken 100 years to build up. And they're like, whoa, we need to pump the brakes a little bit. And I know, I didn't think we'd ever see the day, but here we are. So I'm here for it. And I'm embracing it. And I'm glad we've gotten to this point. Now, this is something that I want to share with you that came up on our Heartland College Sports Forums. And I would love for you to join us there. It is free. You get to hang out, interact with other Big 12 fans. I'm giving away merch too on the forums to the best posters and whatnot, which is a lot of fun. Getting to know people, literally. It's just fellow Big 12 fans shooting the you-know-what, having a good time, hanging out, talking Big 12 ball, getting through the offseason. But one of our posters on the forums brought up a really good point, and it was about how the SEC is desperately trying to set up this playoff model to protect itself from potentially the House decision-making, all the things coming out of these lawsuits that will likely include, potentially, we don't really know, no one can predict where this is going, but if we do end up in a world where everybody has more or less a salary cap, a budget, all of a sudden, the SEC may not have the massive advantage that it thinks it has right now. If all else is equal and we actually get a level playing field, well, suddenly, yes, the SEC will pay their coaches stupid amounts of money and they'll still have great programs, but the gap may not be what it has been the last few years. And that scares the SEC to death. So if they can lock in these multiple automatic bids, well, all that gets thrown out the window. And this works perfectly in conjunction was something that Brian Kelly was talking about this week, the LSU head coach at SEC meetings. He said that they would like to do 9 league games, SEC games, 1 game against the Big Ten, and then 2 other non-conferences. And you know and I know those other non-cons would probably be FCS softball games. Why do they want to do that? Well, if they never have to play the Big 12, and if they never have to play the SEC because they basically create their own Power 2 structure, then you can't really have a great conversation about, well, which conference is better. You can't do it if you never play each other, right? And that's something that is not getting enough attention in terms of how the SEC is looking to basically restructure college football and protect themselves as the premier college football conference in America. So that way, no matter what happens with any of this madness, with the lawsuits, with Congress, with NIL, no matter what happens with any of it, if they don't really ever have to play a Big 12 team outside of the occasional playoff matchup, which they'll take their chances on, which they'll probably have home field advantage on, then they're just going to keep this charade going. They are going to continue the song and dance that has gotten them to where they are today. And it's an angle that I hadn't thought about when it came to why the SEC would want to go down the road of the four automatic qualifiers and why there would be a rush to do that as well. Because you would think, hey, you know what? If you do at-large seeds, you know, they're still going to get more than other schools, other conferences. And that's not the point. They want to create competitive play-in games with the basically play-in for the playoff at the end of the season. And then by having just three at-larges, they create a safety net in case there's a major upset in one of those play-in games where the loser would still get in. Trust me, the SEC is going to want six teams in the playoff every year under their preferred format. Four AQs, automatic qualifiers, and two of the three at-larges. That will be their goal every year. If they don't get six in every year, they're going to be disappointed. You know that, and I know that. So that's why it's imperative that the Big 12 do everything it can to stand its ground. And your mark tweaking the SEC here is perfect. He's doing it in a smart way. He's not being too egregious about it. But if you're smart, you understand exactly what he's doing. And I'm here for it all day, every day. So good job by Brett McMurphy, as he also got this quote from your Mark, who said, quote, "I'm all about fairness. There's a lot of conversations about automatic qualifiers. We want to earn it on the field. I think the 5+11 format does that. It's what our fans want. They don't want an invitational. They want a true playoff system. We have that right now. We need to put these multiple AQs and take it out of the conversation and focus on what's right with college football. I think 5+11 does that. And that is our preference." That was our commissioner, your commissioner, Brett Yormark, letting it rip on Thursday. Meantime, the SEC on Thursday provided a 7-page document to media showing, quote, "the regular season gauntlet that SEC teams face in league play." The SEC says no other conference has a regular season as grueling as the SEC's. These guys, I'll tell you, they're something else. Kim Jong-un is blushing in the propaganda attempts being taken by Greg Sankey in the SEC. I get it. Yes, okay. They are the best college football conference. I will give them that with the SEC. I will. But holy cow. You can make statistics tell whatever story you want. You can. And using average strength of record to do it, in this case, if you're the SEC, because it fits your narrative, is just the latest ploy by the league to try to win back the college football media. That's what they're doing here, trying to win back the college football media, because the first time since I've been doing this, there are actually some chinks in the armor. There are actually some notable national college football playoff voices that are saying, hold on a second, SEC, I'm not sure I like what you're doing. And that is not something that in my lifetime, or at least in my adult lifetime of doing this for a living, I have seen. It's how Heartland College Sports came to be, because I was so fed up with how the college football media was treating the SEC. So that is a big break in this entire deal. Let's see, what do we got here on the show? I want to read some of your comments. Where are you guys watching from, by the way, today? Hominy, Oklahoma, Forney, Texas, Martinsburg, Virginia in the house. Pawhuska, Oklahoma, Fairfax, Oklahoma. We got Oregon here in the house. We got a Nebraska viewer in the house. I love that. Thank you, guys. Let us know where you're watching from tonight. Cougar Track says he finally caught a live show. Appreciate you guys being here. Thank you for that. Let me get to some of the questions. Let's see here if I can find them. I saw some of these earlier. I want to make sure I answer some of your questions here. Pete, what's your favorite season opener for the Big 12 games? That is from Eric on Facebook. Well, Eric, I mean, it's got to be week zero, right, with Farmageddon. As much as I hate that being in Ireland, I don't like losing those games to certainly not other countries. I don't like losing them to neutral sites. I understand it's popular with some fans. I'm not a fan of it. But obviously, that's an outstanding week zero game. Now, if you want to look at some of the, let's see, I'll give you the games that I'm most excited for. Week one, week two, week three, I'll give you those. So week one, the game I'm most excited for, gosh, I'm going to say it's Baylor-Auburn Friday night, because Baylor's a team that I don't think is getting enough love in the Big 12 preseason rankings and just in the preseason in general. Baylor can win the Big 12 if everything breaks right and if Dave Aranda keeps working on that defense. And getting to beat up on the SEC potentially in week one is going to feel really good on a Friday night. And I would love to see that for Baylor. I would love to see that for the Big 12. So I'm going to say week one, I can't wait for Baylor-Auburn. That's at the top of my list. Week two, a lot of options week two, as you well know. But how do I not say Cy-Hawk for week two? That game is always tremendous. Feels like it always comes down to the wire. Did last year as well. That's going to be at the top of my list. But there's a lot of good games in week two, as we've talked about earlier in the show. Week three, Backyard Brawl. West Virginia Pitt. It's the only way to go. Amazing rivalry, and I'm glad that it is continuing. So there you go on that front. You guys are great. Thank you for being here. Hey, we are giving away some merch. If you leave us a rating and a review on Apple and just send me a screenshot to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. We got some good ones coming in here in the last few days, and we'll pick a couple and send you guys some Heartland merch. So thank you for that. Greatly appreciate it. Keep them coming. This is the time of year when this show can grow a lot in the offseason. Share it with a friend. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day. Go Big 12. And tonight, the reason I came on early for the live show is I'm going to be at a Topgolf event with former Royals general manager and team president Dayton Moore, a fundraiser for his charity. So he does a great job here. He's still very active in Kansas City. I know now he's working with the Texas Rangers, but still lives here and is very active here. His foundation is See You in the Major Leagues. And I'll be out with Dayton Moore at Topgolf at his charity event tonight. That's why I came on early. But let me know if you like the earlier times as well. We can try to fit that in going forward. Have a great day. We'll talk to you guys soon. Go Big 12.